And this is your NPR station, 88.7 FM, WBFO in Buffalo. Sunny today, nice and warm, with a high 73. It's 43 degrees in Buffalo. It's time to talk politics with this Buffalo News political reporter, Bob McCarthy. Good morning to you, Bob.
Hi, Jay.
Well, Bob, we start off this week with a huge headline that occurred over the weekend, and that is David Bellavia announcing that he will not be running in the 27th Congressional District. Talk about that development a little bit.
Well, you're right. The word huge is very apropos here, Jay, because if David Bellavia had said otherwise, then this whole situation would have been over with. I think it was a given that the leaders of the Republican Party who will nominate a candidate for an upcoming special election, they would have gone with David Bellavia, Medal of Honor winner, somebody who has run in the district before and did well back in 2012 in a primary against Chris Collins, somebody who's well-known as a radio talk show host, and someone who has the conservative views for that conservative district. So he would have had it on a silver platter, but things are different now.
Okay, so the silver platter is not there for David Bellavia, or he's taking it and going into his new position with the Army.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get into then what's going to happen or what could happen. Stefan Mihailuk actually came out with an appreciative note for David Bellavia, congratulating on his service and that he's going to, you know, how well he'll do with the U.S. Army. But now the county comptroller has said that he was going to wait to see what Mr. Bellavia was going to do. What do you think the comptroller is going to do?
Well, I think the comptroller is going to be the fourth announced candidate soon. I would be surprised if he doesn't. We also have Assemblyman Steve Hawley from Genesee County looking at this. He's a power in his own right. So I think that we're going to have a big-time Donnybrook in the Republican Party. You don't see primaries among Republicans that often, but in this case, with something that's spread over eight counties and no one chairman calling the shots or anything like that, I think we're going to see as many as five people, but battling this out in a primary for June.
Well, then let's get into the schedule a little bit here, Bob, as we let you clear your throat for a moment here. But let's get into how this could end up playing out. So there, what, could be a special election and then a primary for the actual election then again in November 2020?
Yeah. The way it looks now is that Governor Cuomo will call a special election. He says he is inclined to do that. He has hinted at April 28th, which is the same day as the presidential primary in New York, and that could bring out a lot of Democrats, the way things look right now. And then, just about 2 months later, will be a primary. So what we have to start out with is someone who will run in a special election against Nate McMurray, I would assume, on the Democratic side. And then that person would be elected, I assume, as a Republican, and then be there only until late June when the regular congressional primary takes place, and then would have to face several other candidates. That's the way I see it shaping up at this point.
Well, it most certainly is a complicated scenario for sure, but that's why we have you here, Bob, to keep an eye on these things for us.
if you could figure it out, let me know.
I will definitely do that. Hey, Bob, interesting article from you yesterday in the Viewpoint section, talking about a lot of the accusations that's going on and have been going on in the Erie County executive race. And you quoted a consultant, Jack Cookfair, at the very end of your article, and he said, after all, it's Erie County when it comes to politics. So what sets Erie County politics aside from your perspective?
Well, as my old friend, the late Judge Thomas P. McMahon, used to say about politics around here, it ain't beanbag, he used to say. And it's it certainly is the truth, because it's usually bare-knuckle stuff that goes on in the campaigns. You could see that in this campaign, and it's kind of the point of that column yesterday, that everybody's crying foul about Photoshopped mailers and Photoshopped TV ads, but at the same time, it seems that everybody's doing it. And that's because that seems to be the way our politics is conducted these days, that anything goes and that whatever you do is justifiable and okay, and get used to it, people. And I think that's what the message of that was that that's just the way it is and the way it's going to be. And so I think the purpose of that column yesterday was just to point that out.
Yeah, very nicely done, I might add, as well. Well, Buffalo News political reporter Bob McCarthy, you're with us every Monday through Election Day, and we do appreciate your time this morning.
Okay, Jay.